who is inflicting persecution on Christians and why? Now, we talked about it just a little bit in this last segment. We want to bear down with it a bit more here. In the study of Christian persecution, there are certain drivers, put it in that perspective. Perhaps the very worst, in my opinion, is government. When government gets involved in working against its citizens, it becomes, in my opinion, and I think as most would analyze persecution, become pretty extreme, because government has the power to imprison you, to kill you, and to bring a lot of factors to bear that are perhaps worse than other drivers. But in other cases, in places like that, about the only thing that can stop a government, once it's engaged in persecuting people, about the only thing that can stop that is some other government from the outside coming in and waging war against them to defeat them, kind of like what happened with Hitler and Stalin in wars past. But there are other drivers of persecution as well. These are societal factors. They're religious and non-religious leaders. They can inflict persecution. Extended family, organized crime cartels, and a host of others that we would put under the broader category of society. So you have government, then you have society. But to me, Gary and Dave, as I'm thinking about this, to me it seems like the worst all of persecutors are when you combine the sanction of religious authority with the power of government to actually bring all powers to bear and throw you in jail or to kill you. When these come together, it seems that that's when, well, according to the map and Open Doors USA, when things become extreme persecution, seems like they're committed or they're combined. So with that, I want to welcome back into the program Dave Bailey. Dave is education consultant, author of Shock and Alarm, What It Was Really Like at the U.S. Embassy. He's a member of Gideon's International as well. He does a lot of different things, a lot of writing and so forth. But Dave, I want to bring you back in right now and just ask you, from your research, who are the major drivers of persecution, Christian persecution today around the world? Governments, religious entities, perhaps syndicated crime entities. And you can give me your comment as well. What I just said about the combining religious and civil authority is perhaps the worst driver. But give me some thoughts on this as you analyze the whole world, basically, and what's happening here in the area of Christian persecution.
Well, thank you. In another era, I would have said communism. Okay, invariably, it is a political ideology. It's just communism has sort of lost its luster, and people who hate Christianity or whatever have kind of moved on to a large degree. The new political ideology that has risen up as the great persecutor of Christianity is Sharia law, which is associated with Islam. And the reason why I say Sharia law is that is not necessarily governmental. It transcends government. Individual Islamists, okay? Now, that isn't necessarily any old Muslim. I mean, what I've seen is there are two kinds of Muslims. There are devout Muslims. Those are ones who really follow Sharia law, take it very seriously. And then there's the Muslims who don't want to be killed by devout Muslims. So they're just as much terrorized by the devout Muslims as anybody else is. So it's an important distinction to keep in mind. But the key thing is Islam empowers individual Muslims to enforce Sharia law personally, whether or not there is a government doing it. And that's very important to understand, because just because you don't have a government enforcing Sharia doesn't mean that you are not going to be affected by Sharia. And that is what I would call the greatest threat that we are facing today. And to the extent that Sharia has power, the greater the power, the more of the threat there is. If there's any power at all, it is somewhat of a threat to you. That's why here, even in the United States, we are affected by terrorism. We talked about, you know, are we being persecuted? Well, I don't know about you, but our church has started a new policy where we're locking the doors once the church service starts, and we have somebody keeping an eye out for somebody deciding to come out and attack our church. Now, we haven't been affected directly ourselves, but because of terrorism elsewhere, this is what terrorism does. The whole point of terrorism is to make an example, essentially, of someone so everybody else has to watch out, has to toe the line, has to keep quiet and not do anything that will turn the sights onto them. So we are affected by terrorism. If your church is now keeping guard, shutting the doors, locking the doors, changing their behaviors, you are affected by terrorism.